New educational materials for IFRS for SMEs. Webcasts galore. The IFRS Foundation has rolled out new webcasts to help you navigate the third edition of the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard. These webcasts cover essential sections like Section 2, Concepts and Pervasive Principles, and Section 7, Statement of Cash Flows. They're perfect for anyone looking to get a grip on the revised concepts and new disclosure requirements modules. For those who prefer a more hands-on approach, the IFRS Foundation has released educational modules. Module 19, Business Combinations and Goodwill, and Module 35, Transition to the IFRS for SMEs Accounting Standard, offer practical support. Each module compares the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard with the full IFRS accounting standard, making it easier for stakeholders to understand the differences. Latest update. Stay informed with the September 2025 IFRS for SMEs accounting standard update. This update provides a staff summary of all the latest news, events, and activities related to SMEs. It's your go-to source for staying current. Podcast Alert, Episode 3 of the IFRS for SMEs Accounting Standard podcast series is out now. This episode explores the SME investor perspective on the third edition of the standard. It's a must-listen for anyone interested in investor insights. Translations. Good news for Spanish speakers. Digital PDFs of the third edition of the IFRS for SMEs Accounting Standard are now available. Premium digital subscribers get access to the standard and basis for conclusions, while registered users can access the standard only. Why this matters? These new educational materials from the IFRS Foundation are designed to make the implementation of the IFRS for SMEs accounting standard smoother and more accessible. Whether you're an investor, accountant, or stakeholder, these resources will help you stay ahead of the curve.